This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a day of economic optimism, some optimism about the course of the pandemic. We may be turning corners and being able to put that in the rearview mirror. But beyond that sort of optimism, all kinds of alarms around us, alarms about mass shootings. Yet another mass shooting last night with at least 8 dead and 9, including the shooter, a 19-year-old who took his own life at a Federal Express workstation in Indianapolis. And some 45 examples of mass shootings in just the last 30 days. That is an unbelievable factor. And creates, I think, a sense of national crisis, but there's also a crisis along the border. And I want to talk about all of this with Ruben Navarrete, who is one of the best and the most fiercely independent, least partisan blinded commentators out there. He is a columnist for The Washington Post. He is a contributor to all kinds of discussions and information about what is facing the country. He's also been a best-selling author. Most importantly, he's a friend of this show. And by the way, he does the Navarrete Sonic Podcast Network, where he is the CEO and founder. Ruben, great to speak to you always.
Michael, my friend, great to be back with you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Let me ask you very quickly about both of your most recent columns are fascinating, and one of them is about the coming recall in the state of California for the Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom. But let me ask you first about this column about the unaccompanied children who were being held in U.S. custody in really a form of detention or imprisonment. How many unaccompanied children do we have right now that are being held by our government?
Right. The number has been steadily climbing, Michael, for the last several weeks. We are now at over 20,000 unaccompanied minors are in U.S. custody. Some at the border. Some have been farmed out around the country to the Dallas Convention Center, to the San Diego Convention Center, around the Southwest at various holding facilities. They're still in the custody of U.S. officials, over 20,000. You know, the overall figure is 172,000 people were apprehended by the Border Patrol in just the month of March. The numbers are staggering.
Okay, you say in your column that there are now credible allegations of sexual abuse by apparently some officials at some of these facilities involving these minors. Greg Abbott of Texas, the governor, is planning to do something about it. You support
right.
that, right?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
And here's the terrible part of this, Michael. For those of us who have covered this story just of the border surge and the refugees from Central America, since 2014, when the first surge came and Barack Obama had to deal with it, and then the second surge in 2018 that Donald Trump had to deal with, the one thing you have to keep in mind is the Border Patrol agents never change. You know, those are civil servants. It takes an act of Congress to fire these people. They're always there. You want to talk about a deep state? There's your deep state. The people who work for the Border Patrol do not care who's the president. They have a very strong union. They do what they want. And here you have a bunch of children, in many cases, who are easy prey for terrible predators who may well work for the Border Patrol. Now, we don't know that these allegations are coming from Border Patrol abuses. We know in the past some of the Border Patrol agents have been accused of that. It could be inmate to inmate, so to speak, you know, child to child. But in any case, Uncle Sam is on the hook for this because Uncle Sam took custody of 20,000 kids, and Uncle Sam is responsible for them. And the terrible thing, Michael, is the politics of it. The same liberals who get offended and were upset with Donald Trump and his treatment of immigrants and migrants and refugees are mum. They've been quiet on the left about these allegations. It's just terrible. They go out of their way, in many cases, liberal Democrats in Texas are Latino. Liberal Democrats and Latinos are sticking their neck out in favor of Joe Biden, saying they've been to these places and everything's fine and nobody's being abused. It's just terrible.
Okay, what's the alternative? I mean, if you got 20,000 kids, most of them are teenagers, is that right? Or are there a bunch of kids who are below the age of 10?
There's everybody, the whole spectrum. I mean, anywhere from 8 years old to 18 years old.
Okay, we have 20,000 people in custody. What should happen with those people or future arrivals that's different from just sticking them into these overcrowded, cages?
Well, there's so many things, Michael, that the Biden administration is doing wrong. It's hard to know where to start. The very first thing I think they should do is their de facto border czar, Kamala Harris, who can't find her way to the border, has no interest in visiting the border. We need to give her a map and show her the way to the border, because she has avoided this to the point where it's become a very loud drumbeat. Why isn't she going to the border? That's the first thing that needs to happen. The second thing that needs to happen is there needs to be a concerted effort to pair up these children with the U.S. guardian, the guardian in the U.S. who they were supposed to meet up with. They were headed here for a reason, right? They were here to meet somebody. In many cases, they may have in their pockets a phone number for an aunt, a guardian, somebody. What's getting in the way of that, Michael, is that many of these people may be undocumented. And the idea that they call the woman in Michigan and say, come down to the border, you of dubious legal status, and you know, present yourself to Border Patrol so we can hand you your nephew, well, there's a breakdown there, right? So obviously that's not happening. And the last thing that needs to happen is you need to go into the immigration courts. And right now, Michael, there are tons of lawyers who have been subbing in, as you well know, for judges when the judges go on vacation. They know how to be an immigration judge. They just don't have the title. We need to make those people immigration judges today so we can have more immigration judges down to the border to adjudicate these cases. And when we can send the kids back to their parents, then we send them back. When we send them to Michigan to live with the aunt, we send them to Michigan. But this idea of sort of housing them and shipping them off to convention centers, and everybody's on their best behavior supposedly, and the lights go out and they're being preyed upon, and the liberals who are supposed to care about them don't care because the bad guy is a Democrat. He's the president. He's a Democrat. This is terribly transparent. We know exactly what's going on here. It's politics.
Okay, speaking of politics, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that President Biden is getting ready to sign an executive order that would keep refugee admissions in this country capped for this year at a record low 15,000 people. But it would eliminate Trump administration restrictions on which types of refugees qualify under that cap. Is that a helpful gesture?
It's not a completely honest gesture because, again, the Democrats want to have it both ways. They want to put into their brochure and their propaganda to Latinos and to other voters that they are a kinder, gentler party than the Republicans, those dastardly Republicans. And so when Joe Biden initially talked to Congress about the level of refugees that he was going to take in, it was much higher than this. Now he's gone back to Trump-level refugee acceptance. So here's my point. You can do whatever you want. Joe Biden, you can bring in 100 or 100,000, but stop BSing me. You know, stop wasting my time trying to present yourself as a kinder, gentler version of Trump when finally you land on the same exact number that the Trump administration has. That's really where I get into it. I mean, it's secondary to debate how many we should have. We should have this many, that many. No, I mean, just stop lying to me. As Democrats in charge, stop lying to me, stop lying to voters, stop trying to pretend that you're more liberal than you are. In fact, you're a moderate. You want to go down the middle, then go down the middle. But, you know, that's really the point of it. They've got to be honest about who they are.
Ruben, can you hang on
another
segment? Okay, because I do want to talk about your fascinating column that is due to come out on Sunday, I believe, all about the California recall, where a surprise Republican candidate may well be making the race. That surprise, Caitlyn Jenner. Yes, that woman. We will be right back with Ruben Navarrete Jr. on The Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved Show, a few minutes more with Ruben Navarrete, a nationally syndicated columnist. His most recent columns are going to be linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. And one of them is about what surely is the potential for being one of the most interesting election campaigns of this year, which is the recall for Governor Newsom in California. You have a column that says Gavin Newsom has not been a good governor. He's been a bad governor. And that's why he's facing a recall. At least that's one of the reasons he's facing a recall. The other thing is that he's a very skillful politician. do you believe that what's going to happen this time is similar to what happened when Governor Gray Davis, Democratic governor, who had also won in a fairly landslide election, as Gavin Newsom did, he faced recall, and he lost because he had one very high-profile challenger named Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you think there's a chance that that could happen this time?
I think there's a less of a chance because Arnold Schwarzenegger is really sort of a one-in-a-century type Republican for California. He was just moderate enough to be able to bring in lots of other non-Republican voters. So much so that now when Republicans bring up the name Schwarzenegger here in California, they sort of do it with a grimace because they don't see him as a real Republican. They see him as a rhino, a centrist. So you'd have to produce that kind of Republican with broad-based support. But also, take nothing away from Gavin Newsom. He has been a terrible governor. He got just pummeled and beaten by COVID and made a series of bad decisions. But we have learned in the last 6 weeks or so, he's a fantastic campaigner. He loves to fight. He's good at politicking. And when you cover politicians as long as you and I have, Michael, you see often a divergence between, you know, the good politician versus the good leader. And they are not necessarily synonymous. And in this case, he's not a good leader, but he is a good politician. And I figured this out when 6 weeks ago he went on The View. You know, he had no trouble going to that liberal bastion, The View, and basically said, you know, you've got to send money from all over the country. We're raising money to defeat this Republican recall, ignoring the fact that there are many Democrats who likewise want to see him gone, many restaurant owners and teachers who are upset with him, who think he's been terrible at managing the COVID crisis. He framed it all as a Republican thing, and therefore, you know, polling now that's come out has said that most Republicans support the recall. Most Democrats are opposed to it. He's getting the support, Michael, of people who don't even think he's been a good governor, but they're afraid of what's behind door number two. They're so terrified of electing a governor, a Republican governor, that they're going to stick with a bad one.
Okay, what about the possibility that people have talked about that billionaire Tom Steyer, who ran for president and did not do particularly well, did... the idea that Tom Steyer would put his name forward as a replacement for Gavin Newsom, wouldn't that help the prospect of actually recalling him, removing him from office?
No, because I don't think Tom Steyer will be much better in shaping his narrative and telling his story and getting votes than he was when he was running for president. There is a possibility that the right Democrat could get in the way of this. And in essence could draw out a lot of other that support. But I think Gavin Newsom has done a really great job of corralling even his Democratic opponents, people like Antonio Villaraigosa and others, and saying, you're not going to run, are you? And so making sure that he doesn't get attacked from the left or as a Democrat. And there is no Arnold Schwarzenegger out there. This is the thing you and I have talked about before. The Republican Party is in terrible shape in California because every time that they find a candidate that is to their liking, it turns out that candidate is intensely unlikable for the rest of the state. And we've seen this time and again. And it just seems like the Democrats are running the primary process for Republicans because they always come up with the worst nominees. They won't give a hearing to someone like Kevin Faulkner, who I think is a good candidate, a moderate, former mayor of San Diego. But he's considered too soft and too centrist for the far right wingers who are only good at losing. That's all they know how to do.
Okay, in terms of California, there is also serious talk, and apparently he's taken up staff, she has taken up staff, Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner, a formidable, I mean, she's taller than Arnold Schwarzenegger, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, you're always going to have in a state like California the celebrity factor. You know, how did Kanye West do it, that bid for the presidency? I think in the minds of celebrities, they have somehow, I don't know, sway or name recognition or the like. They think that's enough. You know, someone like that won't get very far. There'll always be novelty factors in the recall elections. There was last time, too. But if they want to get serious about ousting Newsom, then the Republicans have to put forward a serious candidate. That's one in the center and in the middle. And if Democrats want to get rid of Newsom, they've got to, you know, bite the bullet and challenge him within the party and say, we've got a much a better Democrat. Because as it is now, Michael, the polling is pretty clear. Newsom has done something really smart. He's framed the recall as an attempt by Republicans to get rid of a Democrat. He won 62% of the of the vote last time in 2018. They couldn't touch him. They can't lay a hand on him in this dark blue state. And so I very clearly can see how you can get rid of Gavin Newsom, but nobody's listening to me. And nobody, they're all smarter than me. They all have it all figured out. They only know how to lose.
Speaking of people listening to you, I want to listen to you on the issue of reparations. There's a new, which we're going to play later in the show, a new ad by a group of Hollywood celebrities, including Alyssa Milano and Chelsea Handler and others, demanding reparations for slavery. It's time. In terms of the Latino community, you have your hands somewhat in terms of the temper of the grassroots. A lot of grassroots support for reparations in the Latino community?
No, there isn't. Not for Latinos or African-Americans or anybody. At this point, let's be honest, Latinos don't want California back. Y'all can have it. Mexico doesn't want it back. And so in that regard, I don't think reparations is anything but a fringe issue in many of these communities. The best, I think, argument is for some sort of a form of reparations directed toward these communities in terms of investment. Now, obviously not checks to people, not checks to families. But if you say that you're going to have a broad new kind of Marshall Plan for our inner cities, and you call that a form of reparations, then that's something different. That's the middle-of-the-road approach. You might be able to get some support for that, but not individual
Ruben,
checks.
One last word on this. For investigating those individual checks, the reparations bill in the House has 176 Democratic co-sponsors.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is amazing. Again, it's cheap virtue, right? I mean, I don't know what they're doing for the African-American community, but this is not enough. They should be doing more and doing something real. This is really just a symbolic gesture. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff we need to do some things about in this country and less with the symbolic gestures. We'll get to that reparations ad, that pro-reparations ad, and how to respond to it coming up on the Medved Show. Ruben, I hope you and your family have a wonderful weekend. That's Ruben Navarrete. You can read his most recent columns, which are particularly the one about the children being held and potentially assaulted on the border is very much worth reading. It's at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says talking about a motive in the deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis that left 8 people dead isn't prudent right now.
It would be premature to speculate on that motivation.
In saying that, FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Keenan noted the short of amount of time the investigation has been opened. Keenan saying the FBI is helping with the investigation.
FBI personnel are assisting the crime scene, conducting interviews, assisting on the search of the suspect's home, and will provide any technical expertise requested by the IMPD.
New Hampshire is the first state in New England to lift its statewide mandate on mask wearing. However, Republican Governor Chris Sununu saying the pandemic is not over and he'd like to see people to continue to wear masks. President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, despite the fact that we have had some horrible episodes of our past. And what troubles me most about the rhetoric in the reparations fight, which the Democrats seem absolutely determined to pursue. And politically, it is very, very clearly a loser, because there literally is no support for the idea of monetary reparations, no support from the public at large for victims of slavery. And there are so many problems with it that nobody addresses. For instance, how do you determine, with so many Americans of mixed race background, so many, and basically, who gets the reparations? What if, and I give this example because even though he's very clearly opposed to reparations himself, Barack Obama's mother's family were slave owners. They were. He's acknowledged it. It's true. And his father and his grandfather, that family from Kenya, was never enslaved. In fact, they may have been enslavers in Africa, because African enslavers very much participated in the slave trade. So in any event, Barack Obama clearly would not be entitled to any form of reparations if you wanted to limit it to descendants of slaves. There's no sense in which he was a descendant of slaves. But his wife was. And so what happens with their daughters? I mean, first of all, the idea of paying some kind of reparations to two very privileged young women like the two Obama girls, none of it makes any sense. But then again, that doesn't stop Hollywood celebrities like Alyssa Milano and Chelsea Handler from talking about the need for reparations now. This sponsor, it's a total 5-minute audio ad, internet ad, by an organization called Now This. Here's how it begins. Clip one.
Argument against reparations. Against reparations. Talking about slavery is keeping racism alive or perpetuating the victim mentality. No. If we were to stop talking about racism tomorrow, do you think that that would stop another unarmed black person from being shot and killed by the police? Do you think not talking about racism would change the fact that black women are more likely to die during childbirth?
We're out of excuses as a country, so please stop making them. We built this country on the backs of black and brown people, and we still haven't really done anything to say,
okay, and I don't even know what she means. We still haven't done anything to say, and she says use the F word. F you, well, I'm not clear what she means, but then again, it's Chelsea Handler. And then there's Ben Jealous, former head of the NAACP. He contributes to this same ad. Listen.
Slavery is closer to us than we realize. The last antebellum era, continuously operating plantation from before the Civil War started to well after, was shut down on the eve of World War II because of a complaint to the NAACP and ultimately the U.S. Department of Justice received in the late 1930s. That's right. The institution of slavery in America continued well into the 20th century.
So we need to have some truth telling. And we need to have repair, truth, and reconciliation.
Okay. And then Alyssa Milano comes back to add her wisdom and deep historical background. Listen.
The reason we are still haunted by the legacy of slavery is because our leaders refuse to address it in a meaningful way. From school history books to the halls of Congress, the way that this country still lives with slavery every single day is being minimized and brushed under the rug.
Okay, this is extraordinary to me. And the idea that there's a belief that slavery is being brushed under the rug in school textbooks, in the halls of Congress. And someone who agrees, a new member of Congress from New York, Representative Jamal Bowman. Listen.
So we need reparations because trauma is intergenerational and it's historical and it's a force multiplier. It compounds every generation. When we talk about reparations for the African-American community, we're not just talking about slavery. Because if things ended with slavery and everything went to equality right after that, we wouldn't be having this conversation so many years later. But we're talking about slavery, followed by the black laws, followed by Jim Crow, followed by housing discrimination, mass incarceration, drugs being brought into our communities, the war on drugs, underfunded schools. We're talking about all of that, each one compounding on top of it.
Okay, drugs being brought to our communities, and then the war on drugs, don't they work at cross purposes? I mean, really, wasn't the war on drugs something that ultimately helped erase the crack cocaine epidemic? Marianne Williamson is back with her spiritual enlightenment on this video. Listen.
This is 355 years of institutionalized violence against the people. If you've been kicking somebody to the floor, and I think 250 years of kicking is a lot of kicking. If you've been kicking somebody to the floor, obviously you owe it to them to stop kicking. But do you not also have a moral obligation to help them get back up?
Okay, she can't decide whether it's 250 years or 355. And then finally, Melissa Alyssa Milano making a petition directly to President Biden.
Failure to atone for the pain that white supremacy has caused and is still causing creates space for those violent white supremacist ideologies to foster and grow. White supremacist extremism is on the rise, and refusing to talk about its root, slavery, will not solve anything. Silence is not an option, and it's certainly not a cure. If President Biden and Congress are serious about moving the country forward, then they have to get serious about federal action on reparations.
Okay, what's going to happen here? Because now they have passed this bill out of the Judiciary Committee in the House. It is not expected to pass on the House floor because Nancy Pelosi doesn't even want to come for a vote, apparently. And when people say we're being stopped from talking about slavery and talking about reparations, haven't you noticed that more than a little bit that there's more conversation about all this? There was also supposed to be a new movie about an escape from slavery by a guy who went on to fight in the Union Army, starring Will Smith. But the movie's on hold right now because they had to boycott Georgia. Another thing for which we need reparations. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
And we see in the middle of our mind a golden light.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is a place of infinite peace and infinite love.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's two pieces in the middle of the little seam. It's a little tiny bit thicker than the rest.
One statement in this case that is made for the reparations that basically Chelsea Handler, who seems to be one of the intellectual leaders, if that's the right term in either sense, of this new effort, she says, if you're somebody who thinks this is going to be an attack or take something away from you, I want to remind you that when we all succeed, we all succeed. You don't get a group of people that succeed beyond another group of people unless you're being subjugated. Now, that, I'm sorry, is a ridiculous statement. It is a ridiculous statement. We've always had, quote, groups of people who have succeeded more than other groups of people, and not through subjugation, but through incredible effort and dedication and hard work. And I was just looking at the numbers on this, and there is virtually every meaningful number: educational achievement, median income, life expectancy, family structure. Asian people outperform white people. Is that because of anti-white subjugation? No, I don't think it is. And in fact, Asian people have their own strong grounds for reparations. And yes, 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 I know there will be people who may be reaching for your phones. And by the way, glad to speak to you if you want to call at 1-800-955-1776. And people who would say that, well, wait a minute, we gave reparations to Asian people. And it wasn't to Asian people in general. It was to specific Japanese-American families who had suffered the horror, and it was a horror, to be ripped from your homes, to have your businesses often confiscated, never to be rebuilt, and to have them interned in various camps during the duration of World War II. Even while there were Japanese Americans who were volunteering and were fighting in our army with great distinction. Like the late Senator Inouye, who ultimately won the Congressional Medal of Honor. But in any event, the idea that anyone's outstanding achievement in this country, take Indian Americans. Indian Americans are relatively recent arrivals to the United States en masse. And according to some numbers, in fact, Indians are both the largest new group of undocumented immigrants, and also the one ethnic group in the United States that's doing best, better than anybody else. Now, how could that be? Is that through subjugation? The idea that these people in Hollywood desperately want the government to redistribute money from, and again, people have made this point, and it's an absolutely solid point. What you're dealing with here is taking money from people whose families had nothing to do with slavery, because in most cases they arrived long after slavery. In many cases, they arrived long after slavery even existed in the United States, taking money from those families to transfer that money to people who themselves may not have had a slave background. And I know that some of the suggestions for reparations say that, well, you'd have to prove that, for instance, in Evanston, Illinois, where they voted a citywide reparations program involving about $25,000 to help with houses, but you have to prove that you actually were the victim of housing discrimination. The focus on the past is part of what is so profoundly wrong about this. Because what this talks about is that the government is going to help somehow people, not based upon whether they themselves need help, but based upon something that may have been done to their families in the past. And the bill is going to be paid not based upon anything wrong that people have done in the present. And the whole idea of judging people just in terms of paying for it and in terms of receiving benefit based not upon yourself and your own actions, but those way in the past, is a horror, and it's un-American. And yes, it is profoundly unpopular. With all of this, is this a form of reparations? I mean, there's now some controversy concerning a co-founder of the Black Lives Matter movement, whose name is Patrice Cullors. And she was challenged in an interview, and the interview was from a progressive perspective, over the fact that she now owns four homes, four, that are worth millions of dollars, which is pretty good for an avowed Marxist. And Cullors tries to make the case to Mark Lamont Hill that this is appropriate, not because of what she has done, but because of who she is. Listen, this is clip one.
Also a critique, though, from the left that would say, if you are a trained Marxist, if we're talking about a certain kind of radical politic, that extravagant homes of any sort or multiple properties of any sort is itself contradictory to the ideology that you hold. And so it's not about having money per se, but that it's about or about property per se, but it's about there being a potential contradiction between your expressed politics and your lived practice.
Sure, and I think that is a critique that is wanting, and I say that because the way that I live my life is in direct support to Black people, including my Black family members, first and foremost. And for so many Black folks who are able to invest in themselves and their community, they choose to invest in their family, and that's what I've chosen to do. I have a child, I have a brother that has severe mental illness that I take care of. I support my mother, and I support many other family members of mine. And so I see my money as not my own. I see it as my family's money as well.
Uh-huh. Does that sound... the question, I guess, would be, usually you make money to afford four homes if you do. And by the way, that's not us. If you make money to afford four homes, it's through creating wealth or building up something or producing something that other people want. I think the interesting question is, how does an avowed Marxist who is a campaigner for Black Lives Matter, and by the way, a big supporter of reparations. How does she get that money and justify it from a Marxist perspective? Because remember, one of the key phrases in Marxism is from each according to his ability, to each according to his need, or if you want, her need. How does she need those, say, extra two homes after her first two? And the whole idea of home ownership and private property to a lot of Marxists would be deeply controversial. There are some movies out there that are deeply controversial. One is supposed to be a supernatural feminist view of superheroes in 1890s London. That's just beginning. It's a 6-episode limited series from Joss Whedon, who did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the Avengers films, was involved in all of them and more. Is it worth seeing the Nevers, or should you say never to this film? There's also a new documentary about the fascinating world of an element in the capitalist system that is definitely flourishing. That would be the craft beer industry. That and much more, including a new crime thriller based on a real-life murder mystery with Johnny Depp and Forrest Whitaker. We'll review them all and talk about a reefer madness in one state in particular. Reeking of weed, crawling with unstable potheads. We'll get to it in this greatest nation on God's.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.